Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm writing this on a Monday, and the bull bleep that is going on in Washington, D.C. sounds like it's still a long way from being settled. The whole thing seems to center on Obamacare. I fail to see how they expect Obamacare to work, at least the part that says everyone must buy insurance. What about those folks who are scratching out an existence on minimum wage or even higher? Even with two folks working, rent, utilities, food, automobile maintenance, clothing, doesn't leave much, I'm afraid. Our political representatives in Washington, D.C. are so far removed from reality, and it ain't funny, McGee. All this banging of heads that is going on is just an indication of how stupid our Congress has gotten to be. I think it's time to clean them all out and start all over. Enough of that. Words cannot express the anger and frustration I felt when I read about the lamb being shot in Ferndale. I can only imagine the anguish the young ladies had when she had to view the animal. Even though the animals are bred for the market, the biggest percentage of them at least, the kids get attached. That is all part of ranching and farming in life, too, as we who have pets have to see them pass away when their time comes. We just lost a cat that we'd had for almost 20 years, so I have empathy with the young lady. Speaking of dying, my grandson was working for a local business as a temporary employee, and when he looked at the picture of the crossbow killer in the paper, he recognized him as a person he had worked with. Brendan said he didn't seem like a bad guy and wanted to move on. Well, he did that. Who in the world would be going around stealing water, of all things? Some dope farmer who dried up a stream? How can they destroy the streams and wildlife if they have no water? I would not have thought about a tap on a big water tank. Well, I see where our all-knowing Coastal Commission has okayed to spend millions to fix what didn't need fixing. I put in my 2 cents worth, but to no avail. What a waste of money. I was sorry to read about the passing of several people I know. Bill Bulk was a logger, and as far as I know, did it legally. He was a big guy with a big voice, and he used it one morning when he was logging out at Three Corners, and some tree hugger had contaminated the fuel in his parked equipment. I don't think they ever found out who did it. Ernie Domingo was another who passed too soon, I think. He was always at Memorial or Veterans Day services with his Coast Guard uniform. Condolences to the family. Last but not least, Dorothy Anderson, a nice, pleasant lady, always with a smile. We'll miss them all. Friday night, October 4th, the Eureka Chamber Music Series starts its 21st season with the Parker String Quartet. I've heard them several times, and I never get tired of listening to them. This Friday night, October 4th, Calvary Lutheran Church, South and Prospect Streets, across from Alice Burney School, 7:30 p.m., with the Meet the Artist reception to follow. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.